Here's some all-too-familiar news that affects our money. IBM says it will stop contributing to its employee pension plan as of 2008. Instead, the company will provide enhanced 401k benefits to its 125,000 employees. Here's NPR's Jim Zarroli.
IBM already offers 401ks to new hires. Now everyone will get them, even if they haven't signed up for them. In a statement, the company said it was taking the step to better control retirement expenses and position the company for business growth and competitive strength. It said this move, along with other changes in its pension programs, would save the company $2.5 to $3 billion between 2006 and 2010. Dallas Salisbury is CEO of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
It puts them going forward into a retirement plan that is more similar to what their competitors have. Number two, one that has predictable cost, not variability.
U.S. companies have long been moving away from defined benefit pension plans, seeing them as too risky. Such plans commit companies to paying a certain level of benefits regardless of business and economic conditions. And companies in older industries like automobiles and steel have cited pension obligations as a major drain on their finances. Salisbury says it's not clear employees are better off with 401ks, especially those who are closer to retirement. But as 401ks go, the new IBM plan, he says, is relatively generous. The company will make a contribution equal to as much as 10% of employee salaries into their funds and will provide matching funds of up to 6% more when employees contribute their own money. Salisbury says other big technology companies may be forced to offer similar benefits.
Within their industry, it may actually cause some of their competitors to have to improve their defined contribution plans and add some of these other features.
Salisbury says many big companies, especially in the technology sector, have already shifted their employees to 401ks, but he says this move by a big and important company like IBM could encourage other companies that haven't yet done so to reassess their retirement plans. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Christine Arrowsmith and Julia Holmes Bailey. Our production staff includes Ben Bergman, Diana Douglas, Emily Oxenschlager, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Steve Monroe, Melinda Weir, Katrina Matthews, Vince Pearson, Sarah Spivak, Joel Riddle, and Cara Tello, with Cindy Carpian and Melissa Yeagermiller at NPR West. Our series This, I Believe, is independently produced by Dan Gediman with John Gregory. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.